Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Wommen, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on the Believer's Authority was recorded at our 2009 Atlanta Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
She said, "Father, I thank you that it is your will to heal me. It's your will to heal every time. By the stripes of Jesus, I was healed. If I was healed, I am healed. I claim my healing in the name of Jesus. By your stripes, I am healed." It's not a good prayer. That's a bad prayer. Caught you, didn't I? Now, that's not wrong what she said. Those are nice things to say, but that won't get you healed. Well, that's the way I pray. That's the reason you aren't getting healed. That's not what the scripture said. And so I looked at her and I said, "So, do you still have the burning?" And she said, "Yes, why do I still have the burning?" I said, "You didn't do what Jesus told you to do." She says, "What am I supposed to do?" And I said, "You talked to him and told him how you believed him and you believed that you were healed, but you did not take your authority and speak to the burning and command it to leave your body." And she says, "You mean I'm supposed to say burning in the name of Jesus?" And I said, "Yes. That's what Jesus said to do." And she said, "I'll do it." So we joined hands again and she said, "Burning in the name of Jesus." And that's as far as she got. And the pain was totally gone. And she says, "I'm free." And that's been, I don't know how many years ago, that's been 7 years ago or something, and she had a couple of times that she had to take her authority and speak to it, and she's been totally free of that ever since. It's never been a problem. And I mean, this woman's whole life was destroyed. She couldn't go anywhere. She was completely incapacitated. And yet when she took her authority and spoke, it was broken. And I'm telling you, this is not all that there is to it, but this is one of the major keys that you have to understand, that Jesus has already done everything about healing you that he's going to do. By his stripes you were healed, 1 Peter 2:24. He has paid for the sickness and the disease of the entire world. When Jesus hung on the cross, it says in Isaiah chapter 52, verse 14, that he was marred, his face was marred. It's either verse 13 or 14, that his face was marred worse than any man that has ever walked on the earth. And his form was so bad, he didn't even look human. No Roman beating could do that. You know what happened? He took every sickness, every disease, every swelling, every tumor, every deformity that has ever hit the human race entered into the physical body of Jesus on the cross so that he didn't even look like a person. He didn't look like a human. If you saw that movie, The Passion of the Christ, that was a terrible thing that they showed, but he still looked like a brutalized human body. But in reality, Jesus wasn't even recognizable as a human, is what Isaiah 52, 14 says. That's amazing. He took your sickness. He's already paid for it. And the power that it takes for your healing to come to pass has already been placed on the inside of you. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 19 says, according to, he's talking about that your eyes would be open to what you have, according to the same power that he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. God has already put within you raising from the dead power, the same degree, the same quality, the same quantity of power that he used when he raised Jesus from the dead. It's not out there somewhere. It's on the inside of you. It's at your disposal. It's at your command. And for you to pray and say, "Oh God, I'm powerless. Would you please heal me?" It's an insult to Jesus. It's an absolute statement of unbelief that I don't believe what the Word says. I don't believe that you gave me this power. I don't believe I have the same power that raised Christ from the dead. I don't believe I can speak to the mountain and it'll be done. That's not what he told us to do. He told us to take our authority and speak to the problem, to believe that God put that power on the inside of us. And brothers and sisters, this is not the way most of us are praying, and that's the reason that we aren't getting the results. We believe God can do it, But yet we're frustrated and we see people die around us and problems happen and we just can't understand. God, why didn't you do it? God did it. He put the power on the inside of us and we aren't using it. And it's as simple as what I'm saying. But you know what? It does take effort for you to retrain yourself and get to where when you say something, you believe it. And your body, every cell in your body believes it. It takes time to retrain yourself. So what I'm saying is not necessarily easy, but it is this simple. God has already done it. He's placed raising from the dead power on the inside of you. And if you aren't seeing God's power manifest, it's not because God hasn't given. It's because you haven't taken your authority. You haven't trained yourself. You haven't spoken. And it's our failure to appropriate the power of God. It's not God's power that is at question. God is faithful. It's God's will for every single person to be well. It's God's will for every one of you to just have joy unspeakable and full of glory. It's God's will for you to be powerful. You aren't supposed to be pathetic. You're supposed to be powerful. It's not God's will for you to be depressed. Man, joy unspeakable and full of glory. God's done all of these things for us, and yet people are going around depressed and discouraged and fearful, and it's wrong. There ought to be a difference between us and people that don't know the Lord. We're alive and they're dead. You ought to be able to tell the difference between a dead person and an alive person. And yet many of you, if you were arrested for being a Christian, there wouldn't be enough evidence to convict you. You're as sick as your neighbor. You're as poor as your neighbor. You're as fearful about the economy as your neighbor. You're worried about being laid off the same as your neighbor. You're afraid of dying the same as your neighbor. Where's the fruit of it? We need to start walking in what God has provided. It's all been done. It is not God's fault. It's just we aren't using it. And this whole thing I've been teaching on the authority of the believer is one of the areas, one of the major areas that we're missing it in, because we just are approaching God as, I am nothing. I can do nothing. I'm powerless. Oh God, here's cancer, which is huge, and I'm nothing. Man, the Bible says that God laughs at cancer. He laughs in the heaven. It's no big deal. It doesn't take any more power for God to heal cancer than it does a cold. I often will pray for people, and after I pray for them, they say, I've got something else. And they want me to pray for that. And then they say, I've got something else. And finally, I just tell them, I say, hey, we can get all of this at one time. Amen. You know, it's the same power that heals your hangnail is the same power that heals cancer. It doesn't take more power to heal cancer. The problem is, it's more unbelief on our part associated with cancer. There's more fear. And that's what makes cancer bigger than a cold. But they can actually do more to cure cancer than they can a cold. They can cut out a cancer. They can treat it with chemotherapy or radiation with cancer. With the cold, you basically just mask the symptoms, dry up your nasal passages. But if you take medication, the cold will stay in your body longer. You can't do anything to heal a cold. A cold is actually harder to heal than a cancer. And yet many of you don't have the same fear, see, associated with the cold that you do with cancer, and so therefore you get healed of that easier. But it's no big deal with God. We need to be renewing our mind, find out who we are, recognize that, man, we are the winners. You are letting the devil terrorize you, and you shouldn't. We ought to be winning. And let me once again just say that this, what I'm saying is true, but it takes a while to retrain yourself. It takes a while to get these songs out about, Lord, I'm only human. I'm just a man. One day at a time, sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking of you. That's a sorry song. That's a sorry song. One of those verses says, Lord, you know if you're looking below, it's worse now than then. How stupid. How stupid. Oh, but I love the tune. Well, then just sing it and die. Amen. I know that it's a catchy tune, and I know that some of you just love As the Stomach Turns, and you record it and watch it all the time and all of this stuff. But you know what? It's ministering death to you. You need to be singing songs like Lamont and Sharon were singing this morning. about I'm a friend of God. About, man, He'll never let go of me. How great is our God? If you had that running through your mind instead of the junk that most of us have running through our mind, you know what? It would change your whole attitude. It'd be ministering life to you. It'd build you up instead of tear you down. Man, this is profound. It's just simple, but it's profound. If we would do this, it's this simple. You know what? Some of you may not have understood this before today, but now you've heard it. And you know what? You're accountable. And you have an answer that would change your life if you just put it into practice. Again, most people come to church and they just want somebody to wave their hand over them so that they can go back to laying on the couch and watching all the junk and not do anything. That's not what this service is about. This gave you some information and some knowledge that if you would just live what Jesus was saying right here, it would change your life. You would start seeing miracles. And some of you, it might be too little, too late, that you are so far gone that you've only got a day or two to live. You aren't going to be able to retrain your body and your mind in the next 24 hours or 48 hours. And so you have to go and ask somebody else to help you. But don't, you know, if you're in that situation, take advantage of it and let other people help you. We're going to pray for people up here and do things like that. But that is not the way that you're supposed to live. You are supposed to take this word and get to where you can stand on the word and take your authority and see it happen. And instead of you being a person that always has to have somebody else helping them out of their bind, you're supposed to grow and mature to the place that you could help them. That's what we need to do. We need to be raising up some people that will go out and take their authority and take it to the devil. And I guarantee you, you resist the devil, he will flee from you. Isn't that good news? Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
The Believer's Authority is available for the very first time in book form and can be ordered through bookstores nationwide. Or you can receive a copy when you send a gift of any amount for the work of this ministry. Request book R327 when you write or call or when you go to our website. A Spanish version is also available. This teaching series was recorded at our 2009 Atlanta Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for CD series RM234 or DVD series R3205 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The fourth CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who were not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the fourth teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs, 80934. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111, and our web address is awmi.net.
I want to thank those of you who become partners with us, you know, giving more than just what it costs to get your materials, but you are helping us to reach out and touch other people. Thank you, because I believe that this is going to transform people's lives. And if you haven't yet become a partner, I'd like to encourage you to do so. You know, the television industry says that only about 1% of the people who watch a program and are receiving from it ever contact the ministry. That means that there's probably 99% of you who've been blessed that have never responded. I'd like to ask you to pray about it and then join with me and become a regular partner.